Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Let's Go Fly a Zeit. That is courtesy of Johnny Davis and my amazing pipes. That's the Mary Poppins song, Let's Go Fly a Kite. I'm Jack O'Brien, that's Miles Gray.
That
Miles,
let's
tell him what's trending.
This is. Who's trending? Linda Tripp. Is trending. She passed
Linda
away
Tripp
from
is trending. She passed
pancreatic cancer. And for people who you like were like, I know that name, it's because she blew the whole lid off the Monica Lewinsky Clinton scandal. Because she was like recording her phone calls, I believe, with Monica Lewinsky talking about it.
Yeah.
And that's when it was like, okay, the receipts have come in. And it like Monica Lewinsky's response to this of like all the people who could be not feeling any type of way of her passing. She was like, no matter what the past, she tweeted, upon hearing that Linda Tripp is very seriously ill, I hope for her recovery. Can't imagine how difficult this is for her family. But yeah, that's a big, was a big moment in American politics for sure. Back when that was the worst thing a president could do was have an affair. And now we're at the point of willfully, you know, manslaughtering our own people.
Yep. I remember her mostly as a John Goodman character on Saturday Night Live.
Yep.
Where she was pretending, where she was like just doing a very obvious job of telling Monica to like speak into the bouquet of flowers she was holding in her face or whatever. But I think like Monica Lewinsky, she probably got, you know, I don't think today we would begrudge a coworker for collecting evidence that the president was having an affair with a 21-year-old intern. Like, that seems like the president would be the guy who's in the wrong on that one these days, hopefully. I don't know, maybe not.
I mean, she
current president is a serial,
she did avoid a wiretapping charge. I mean, like,
oh, she
I mean, like, what she said was it was purely patriotic, but I mean, like, legally it wasn't the most above board move you could do. But yeah, I think like anything, the media, especially in the 90s, and I mean, even to this day, the portrayal of any like woman rocking the boat probably wasn't the most even-handed coverage, I can imagine.
Nope. Bernie Sanders, Bernie is trending.
What happened?
We're going to talk in a little more detail on tomorrow's episode. But he suspended his 2020 campaign.
Oy.
Sad for anybody who's a progressive. It's going to be Biden v. Trump.
Man, Twitter is
just kind of reflecting.
Twitter's getting ugly, though. Tell you that much. Twitter is getting fucking ugly. I mean, like, it's basically, I'm seeing a debate over people basically, you know, essentially saying, I'm not going to vote for the battle of the two sex predators. And then other people admonishing people who are like, I'm not going to vote for Biden, by saying like, okay, well then put it in this context. What about who's going to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Have we thought about that? Because that's a thing. That's a finish line we're trying to get to as well. I think, you know, like anything, the moment a candidate steps out is when you're going to get a lot of all kinds of emotions. And yeah, we'll get into all that tomorrow. But yeah. Ran a great campaign.
Yeah, he did. And I feel like has always been very thoroughly honest. He never really changes his what he's doing. He never seems like he's being calculating. It just seems like he has a set of beliefs that he sticks to and always says what he honestly thinks. And, you know, that is very rare in politics. And it's a fucking bummer.
Well, yeah, again, it's like when you have someone who is so willing to clearly articulate what the exact issues are with the disparities we have in our country, to lose that in such an important election year is a loss, I think. But
yeah,
we'll see what happens. All eyes on November now, and whatever. I can only imagine. Oh, Jesus Christ! I mean, prepare yourself for the attacks on Biden from the right about his mental health, about them completely ignoring the fact that the president has a problem with violating people's space. It's going to get ugly. It's a fucking election year. I don't know what we expect.
Yeah.
Pile on top of that, a president who has a terrible fear of not being reelected because of the legal jeopardy he could be in.
Rex Manning Day is trending.
Yeah.
What is this?
Dude, Rex Manning Day, Empire Records. Do you remember that film?
Nope.
Oh, man.
I don't think I even saw it in the first place.
Oh, Empire Records is like, you know, about the record store with Liv Tyler. And Rex Manning was like the character who was like basically on the record at the record stores. Rex Manning Day, he was going to come to the store to do an appearance. And Liv Tyler was so obsessed with him. And, you know, he's kind of a creep. Very seminal film for, I don't know. I mean, I feel like with all the kids, we all watched Empire Records, or at least that movie came across our DVD VHS offerings. But Say No More, Mon Amour was his big hit from that film.
And then finally, Subway Grocer is trending. What's going on with Subway?
So a lot, obviously, because of the quarantine, the restaurants have taken an absolute just beating in terms of the decline in sales and things like that. So a lot of places, I'm sure people have seen this all over, restaurants are kind of pivoting to providing groceries or goods that they have in their pantries that they can at least kind of make some money off of and at least provide a service to the community. So a couple sandwich places have been doing this. Potbelly, we don't have Potbelly in LA, or at least not in LA, maybe the West Coast, but I've seen it in the East Coast and Midwest. But Subway is doing a thing where they are opening up their pantries now, and you can essentially buy like what they have to make sandwiches in your own home. So if you're a Subway stan, you can go like, you can buy a whole loaf of their bread. Like you want to make your own 12 inch tuna on jalapeno cheddar, you can buy like the loaves there individually. You can buy packs, like 150 strip packs of bacon for like $35. At least that's what the price is in the Valley. Like 2 pounds of like roast beef. So you could kind of stock up your own little sandwich palette. So you can do your own artistry, if you will. I'm a little bit disappointed that the tuna is not being sold as the salad. So I could fully embrace my Subway tuna.
Are they just selling the raw tuna that then gets turned into the salad?
Yeah, they're selling skipjack tuna, a 43-ounce pouch for $17. Mind you, that's a 3 pounds would be 48 ounces. So you're getting oh a near 3 pound pack of tuna for $17. I mean, I guess when you put it into cans, it's maybe not the best deal, but it's worth looking at. It's so funny just to see, like, you could, like, when we had those play school, like McDonald's play sets that kids used to have, like in the late 80s and 90s. Like, in my mind, I'm doing the real life version, except I'm making my own Subway sandwiches every day.
I can tell you the first thing that I would want is probably those jalapeno cheddar rolls. I like those a lot. Or maybe the Italian rolls.
Yep.
The very last thing I would want would be the chicken breast.
Oh, yeah.
The chicken breast, which appears to be made of some combination of tofu and a kitchen sponge.
Kitchen sponge and brown paint to mimic grill marks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Little sprays. Yeah.
I was always...
Which seems like it would take more time.
I only ate turkey and tuna at Subway. I've never had anything else. Oh, except for the meatball sub once. Other than that, I've always been tuna, always been turkey. I mean, always been
teaching. I would actually probably order the meatballs, because the main thing you hear that's wrong with the meatballs is that they leave them out over and over again and just, like, will use yesterday's meatballs for today. Jack,
I eat fucking tuna at Subway. I think hearing about the meatballs being in that hot marinara overnight, nah, bro. I'm eating that fucking rotten tuna, so... Yeah, you might catch me at a Subway buying up some jalapeno rolls. Because the thing is, I have some deli meat, and I was thinking, like, I only have, like, boring-ass bread. Now I can just pick up a couple loaves.
Yeah. And then, as a follow-up to that story, what is a, like, chain restaurant that you would be most intrigued in, like, being able to shop at in this form?
Ooh, wow. Thank you.
Taco Bell might be interesting.
I'm already doing Taco Bell at my house, actually. I use the hot sauce packets with ground beef, and I make kind of my own version of Taco Bell meat. So I think a thing like
Taco Bell's fairly easy. I guess you wouldn't even need to shop there.
And a lot of if I recall correctly, like, they used to make the seasoning packets, or like there's definitely, I feel like Zeitgang has tweeted at me recipes to make your own Taco Bell seasoning too, so you can really mimic that quote unquote beef flavor. But I think I would love, maybe the thing is, it would be something like Popeyes or something, or Wingstop.
Yeah.
But I don't have an industrial strength. Like, I don't have an industrial fryer, like a commercial fryer. So I couldn't really do it justice at home. Like, and I don't want to, like, have a hot thing of oil going in my kitchen. So I think I would probably keep it to Zanku chicken. If I could do Zanku chicken in my house, I would probably do that.
Right. But that's assuming that they would, like, put the
vertical
preparation
spit
on there already.
Yeah, I guess that's true. See, I'm like, I don't have a commercial fryer, but I don't have a vertical spit rotisserie either. So, like, an auto donner.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think I'm just going to I'm gonna reach low. What about you? I'm good with Subway.
Yeah, Subway's not bad. I mean, Subway is probably the one that I would say would be at the end of my list on first thought. But now that we think about it, like, so many of the other restaurants are just, like, based on preparation, you know?
Yeah.
So you need to, like, Chipotle is... I think Chipotle has good ingredients.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe ingredients from Chipotle, that would be fairly easy to do.
I think it's
I think they grill their chicken on a flat grill.
And you can see, it's like, oh, that looks like chicken I would buy at a grocery store being cooked on what appears to be flame. I think that's the appeal of Subway. You know you can make a sandwich, so you don't need to worry about timing. Okay. You can't really fuck it up unless it's the proportions or the order in which you assemble the sandwich. Like, you could fuck up French fries bad if you don't know
what my answer is. I just realized Ben and Jerry's. Just give me those big ass tubs of Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Hell yeah.
Which flavor?
I like, what's the pretzel one? I like that one. Chubby Hubby, I think.
Oh yeah, I like
that one's real good, but I'll take anything, man. I've been eating a lot of ice cream during
this. Me too. A lot of tonight dough. Going through a lot of tonight dough at my house. Going through a lot of fish food. Yeah. I personally am a fish food fan. So that's
Fish food fan. All right, Zeit Gang, let us know what the right answer is on this. I'm sure you're going to come up with something good.
Yeah.
For the restaurant that, the chain restaurant or chain store that we most want to be shopping at, buying the groceries, taking one step up the supply chain. Also, we're probably going to start doing a, movie day or like a rewatch episode once a week during quarantine. So let us know any recommendations. I was thinking maybe Jaws, maybe Contagion, but Jamie already does a movie podcast, so maybe a TV show would be better. I don't know, guys. A musical. Let us know.
There's so much stuff being offered online now. Like we could like stream old productions of plays if we wanted to. I think.
right. Yeah. All right, guys. That's gonna do it for today. Stay safe. Wash your hands. Be kind to each other, and we'll be back tomorrow. Talk to you then. Bye. Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.